Sports Podcast. I said, welcome to the Dirty Sports Podcast with Andy Ruther and Joe Prano. Welcome to the Dirty Sports Podcast.
Welcome to the Dirty Sports Podcast. I am your host, Andy Ruther, coming to you live from Cincinnati, Ohio, with my co-host on my left, back again, Joey No Chill Prano.
Coming to you live from the Walt Street basement in Cincinnati, Ohio. Here we are. House that Walt built.
The Christmas special.
The Christmas city. Cincinnati, Ohio. Got in the car yesterday morning, put in Walt Street into Google Maps. 10.5 hours later, here I was, Cincinnati, Ohio. My first time ever doing that drive. I've actually avoided that drive on multiple occasions. When I left New York going west, I have avoided, there's a couple different ways to go. I always have gone south before going west, because I hate Pennsylvania and I hate driving through Pennsylvania, mostly because it's a police state and the cops in Pennsylvania, state troopers in Pennsylvania, are monsters. They're like the SS. And so this is the first time I was ever like, fuck it, we got to go the fastest way. I went straight through Pennsylvania to Ohio. Talk about terrible road trips. There's nothing. Nothing. At one point, we're like, hey, that's where The Office is supposed to be filmed. Next stop, Akron. Hey, LeBron James is from there. Next stop, Walt's house.
So you went like northeastern Ohio, like straight through the state. Did you drive through Columbus?
We didn't drive through Columbus, but I think we got pretty close to Columbus.
Yeah, you would have been.
Yeah.
So you basically went, Cincinnati is southwest, the most southwestern part of the state. And like Cleveland,
yeah, we came in through
the northeast.
Came in through Youngstown, Ohio. We were north, I believe, of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And then we kept going. We were on 80 basically the whole way.
Yeah.
And then came in through Youngstown, Ohio, through Akron, and then down south. It's the first time I've ever driven that part. I've been to, I guess maybe I've done it once before. I did drive to Cleveland at one point.
So you basically cut through diagonally the state of Ohio.
Yeah. That's, yeah, pretty diagonally. Yeah, I mean, I think we were pretty much on the north end, and then we started going a little bit southwest, and then at the end, I think it's a firm south.
Well, officially going to welcome you to the best quality of life in the country.
Colleen, literally, right after we got into Ohio, Colleen goes, "What's that smell?" I was like, "Ohio. I think that's Ohio." But she knows. She went to college here.
The smell of
Dayton.
It's the smell of greatness is,
yeah,
what it is.
It's the smell of greatness. I was like, it's, you know, it's probably the muddy river bottom.
Yeah, man. You've been here for, I don't know, a little over 13, 14 hours.
Yeah. Had some delicious Detroit-style pizza.
Shout out to Jets.
Shout out to Jets Pizza.
If you're in Cincinnati, you know what I'm talking about.
And their ranch squeeze bottle.
Oh.
Now, will they put blue cheese in that squeeze bottle?
I don't know.
That'd be extra delicious. There's still some left over. We might have to have a pizza before we hit the road.
Well, I got some good news for you. I got extra blue cheese from Jets from last week. But it's just, you know, one of the generic restaurant ones.
Right.
But I'll get you some Jets.
Good Detroit style. All corners. I don't even know how they do that.
I went with the 8 corners.
Is there somebody that's ordering all middles? Is that like the other option?
I don't know. It's a good question.
How do you order all corners? I guess it could be just like a smaller pie that they. It's got a lot of corners on it.
What is the science behind the all corners?
Yeah, I like it though. It's probably just a smaller pie,
and
right?
That turbo crust.
There's no middle. Is that what they call it? Turbo crust.
Well, I got us the turbo crust.
Right, I think it was delicious. It was delicious pizza coming from New York. Had a bunch of pizza in New York. Definitely a different style.
Sure. I'm a fan.
A Primanti Brothers on the way out here, somewhere outside of Pittsburgh.
So you are, I'm going to say, about an hour or two away from a full-fledged heart attack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have serious heart condition happening here for sure.
Yeah.
Although, I take my blood pressure regularly, and it's fine. It's good. It's low.
I got really, really stoned last night.
Yeah, you did. And then we made you watch the Bachelorette finale. And you stoned coming in on the last episode, saw everything I saw. I was like, Andy, I think this guy's creepy. And you're like, this guy is so creepy.
Well, let's just clarify what happened.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Forced an edible down my throat.
Physically.
No exaggeration.
Yeah, physically. She drugged you.
We were taking a selfie.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, she went
full dental assistant.
Shoves her fingers
in your mouth.
In my mouth with a gummy. And at that point,
She doesn't even shove her fingers in my mouth when I ask for it.
Yeah.
But no, it's take that. It was like feeding a dog his medicine.
Yes.
It's like, I'm going to put it in your mouth. I'm going to hold your snout until you can do nothing but swallow.
I'm not spitting out. Not that I'm against doing an edible, but
You'd like to make that decision on your own.
I'd like to know when I'm about to engage in an edible because I'm a lightweight. And the irony was I got so stoned I could not stop laughing. As you know, you've seen me many times.
Yes. Giggly Andy.
The laughing fits are out of control.
Anal Andy's been known to get giggly.
Yeah. I apparently got the nickname Anal Andy now from last night. And she was not happy.
No, she was not happy that you were giggling your way through the Bachelorette. Which was absurd.
Yeah.
Some creepy guy, like the biggest creep in the whole show, definitely. He looks at people like this. He looks at people like that one still from Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
Hello, Joker. He looks at people like that. He got engaged, and we just couldn't handle it.
Yeah. Not to mention, I had never, and you couldn't believe, like, I had never watched a single episode. I knew nothing about The Bachelor.
You're like, what's with the roses?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's basically the whole basis for the show.
I didn't know anything about The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. I'm never going to watch it again. My mom used to watch it. I didn't even know who the host was. I said, who's the white guy?
Yeah, I didn't know any of this till I started watching it recently. Although I am a big Chris Harrison fan. Although I had been calling him Chris Hansen for a while, which is the guy from the Dateline.
To Catch a Predator.
Yeah, To Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to confuse those.
No. Although, if you swap them, that'd be pretty fun, too. Yeah. You know? If you had Chris Hansen on The Bachelor, he's just like, what did you think was going to happen here at the rose ceremony? You show up with a bunch of roses. What did you think was going to happen here? And also, Chris Harrison on To Catch a Predator, who would be, what's going through your mind right now? Just tell me where you're at. And he's like, well, I came here to meet a 13-year-old and maybe not, have consensual sex with a minor. Okay. And how are you feeling about that? How's it going?
Yeah.
Swapping them would be pretty great.
Well, you can't force an edible down me and not expect me to act a fool on The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Lessons were learned. And to be honest, that was one of, I haven't laughed that much. There was points of last night where you just zone out and black out.
I called the one guy the Joker, and then he showed up for his engagement in literally a purple suit, and you couldn't handle it.
I couldn't handle it.
You're like, he's wearing a purple suit. You want to know where I got this ring?
It felt at one moment that I had laughed for 5 straight minutes.
Got a good, like, ab workout?
Like, I could not control myself.
But, you know, Andy, this is a good segue into our conversation about the NBA, because it was very interesting. We did have on Lakers,
Clippers.
We were into the third quarter. We were like mid third quarter, and my girlfriend's pushing hard for the Bachelorette. And you said this. You're like, put it on. You're like, it's just too early for basketball. It's just here too soon. Which I agree with you. It does feel too soon for the NBA to be starting again, even though it's starting later than it's ever started.
Yeah, I mean, I said it to you last night. It seemed like it was a couple weeks ago. I was at your apartment watching the finals.
And they said during the game while we were watching, it had been less, I think it has been 75 days since the Lakers were crowned champions.
That's it.
So less than 3 months, two and a half months.
2.5 months.
So not enough time. Not enough time for a reset.
Well, especially you're in the thick of the NFL season.
Now, you told me a great fact, a rug nug that you heard last night. And that was that the bets that have been taken on the Lakers to win the championship outnumber or more money than all the bets on all other 29 teams to win the championship.
Correct. So the amount of money put on the Lakers to win is greater than the amount of money put on the other 29 teams combined.
Now,
that's wild.
I think making any sort of judgment based on a game we watched less than three full quarters of and switched out of to watch The Bachelorette, that the Lakers were down, you know, 30 early, came back, it was a close game, eventually end up losing to their crosstown, cross-building rivals, the Clippers, is ridiculous. It would be ridiculous to make any statements based on that game, and I don't think anybody will. But do you feel that the combination of championship hangover and only 75 days to start the season will have any effect on the Lakers?
It could be good or bad. The short turnaround, I think, is good in a way, because you say we're just continue playing ball. Bad, obviously, LeBron's older. They're going to have to manage his minutes. That Vegas stat of the bets, to me, is the scary one.
Yeah.
If that many people are betting on the Lakers to win, you'd say they're not going to win because everybody thinks they're going to win.
Right. Repeating is really hard. No one's repeated since...
The Heat.
Is it? I mean, the Warriors repeated.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Forgot about that.
But obviously, in a way, it's like getting LeBron back out there. It's not like LeBron's taking days off, right? So better, I guess, for him to get back out there than him to get out there even later. I think my prediction is Lakers, and my only problem with this prediction is I don't know who it will be, but I could see it being another team. But I don't think the Lakers get the one seed.
No.
But I think they win the championship.
Yeah. Regular season's not going to matter as much.
It feels like this Lakers team with Marc Gasol, with Montrez, with LeBron, with these guys. It feels like a team, and I bring those guys up, Marc Gasol older, but a vet. Montrez a vet, not older, but certainly like a lumbering big man. It feels like a Phil Jackson, Shaq, Lakers team. Let's cruise control. All we got to do is make the playoffs. Who cares where we're playing? Especially if there's potentially no fans still, or certainly not full stadiums full of fans. Like, what does home court matter? I mean, the Lakers obviously dominated the bubble. So does it matter? Does it matter if the Lakers are a 6 seed? Does it matter if the Lakers are an 8 seed?
No.
Is even having home court for 1 second something that they should be thinking about?
I don't think it matters.
I agree.
You know, on paper, I'd put them as the best team because they have the experience. They have the talent. There it is again.
There it is. This is an interesting thing, and maybe we can get... We do have a large fan base. Maybe somebody can give us an answer. Your TV, your... Samsung, is it?
It's a Samsung.
QLED smart TV. On occasion, will respond to some sort of voice command that you don't even know that you're doing. And it just did that. We were just talking Lakers, and it just blinked like it was getting ready to hear us. It's like a Hey Siri or a Hey Alexa. There's some sort of word that triggers your television to listen to you. I read on Google that maybe it was Bixby, but that doesn't seem to be doing it. Yesterday, last night, while we were watching The Bachelor, there was some sort of triggering Tayshia, 5 minutes with Tayshia, or whatever was triggering it. We kept replaying it.
Within 5 minutes of meeting Tayshia.
Does not work today. So if anybody knows what the keyword that makes a Samsung QLED start listening to you, that'd be great.
But what's even crazier is, we were saying, maybe the spirit of my mom is channeled through the Samsung TV to mess with me.
Do you remember? I believe the movie was called Maximum Overdrive. Do you remember Maximum Overdrive?
No.
I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe that was the name of a horror movie in the 80s.
Yeah.
Where things that were electronic based came alive. It was like pre like Terminator, like the robot, pre like AIs taking over. It was like soda machines were like killing people by firing cans at them.
I need to watch this.
Yeah. And
I need to eat another edible and watch this.
I think you should.
I mean, there is, you know, I hang out with my brother Greg a lot. And then we say this. There are so many bad, good movies out there. And that's kind of turned into a thing of ours. Is we'll have a few drinks. I'll eat an edible. Like this movie. Where you can just laugh all night. It's there's so much shit out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know there's a new Crocodile Dundee?
I didn't know that. I knew that they had teased one with a fake Super Bowl commercial for a new Crocodile Dundee, and then it wasn't real. But now it is real.
Do you know who's in it?
Paul Hogan?
Yeah, but bro, the cast is wild.
There's a lot of Australians?
Olivia Newton-John.
Okay. Love her. Let's get physical.
John Cleese.
Okay.
Chevy Chase.
Great.
Like, the guy...
They literally went, like, when did the last Crocodile Dundee come out? And they were like, okay, who were the biggest stars in the world at that time? And they were like, Let's Get Physical was number one. Flesh was number one at the box office.
Monty Python
was huge.
With
new songs by Duran Duran.
Wayne Knight. Who is known to most people as Seinfeld's neighbor.
Right.
What's
Newman.
Newman.
Yep.
That's like a free movie on the Samsung TV. I saw that and I go, oh, this is a good one to get baked to.
My girlfriend likes watching terrible Netflix Christmas movies. I think Netflix figured out that around the holidays,
people will just watch it.
People watch anything with holiday in the title.
Yeah, they do.
So I'm pretty sure Netflix was like, should we make like a $10 million like holiday movie? And some stoner that like works the algorithm or like nerd was like, actually, instead of making one $10 million holiday movie, you should make 100 $100,000 holiday movies. And they were like, brilliant. They'll watch all of them. And I mean, we have watched some of the worst Christmas movies I've ever seen.
That's awesome.
A New York Christmas Wedding, which was somehow
Who's in that?
The only person you've ever heard of is Chris Noth from Sex and the City, and he plays a priest who comes around on gay marriage during it. It was awful. It's kind of about abortion. It's kind of about gay marriage. It's kind of about lesbians. It's kind of about Christmas. It's kind of about New York. It's very weird. We also watched The Holidate. I think Andy would like that one. Although that one was a little bit bigger budget.
Well, what's the big one that everybody's talking about? The one on Hulu that Kristen Stewart introduces her conservative parents to her girlfriend.
Oh, no idea. But sounds really bad.
But that one sounds, that's like a normal
and
one.
There's like, there's no joke, if you search Netflix, there's like 10 holiday movies that are about a country star returning to their hometown and falling in love with like the farm girl, the farmer's daughter. Which I'm starting to think that sometime in like the late 90s, a major country star did move back to their hometown and fall in love with the farmer's daughter, and like 25 people in that town wrote a movie about it.
So this is the new Crocodile Dundee. It's called...
He doesn't even have a fucking hat on.
It's called The Very Excellent Mr. Dundee.
It must be like a... I feel like they must have skirted... Like, it must not be a Crocodile Dundee movie, right? Is the same girl still in it? Is the girl back?
It says, Paul Hogan is reluctantly thrust back into the spotlight as he desperately attempts to restore his sullied reputation on the eve of being knighted? What?
Okay, so it's not even... So it's about Paul Hogan. It's kind of amazing.
4.8 stars on IMDb.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
It came out December 11th this year. Bro, we're in the... Like if you're Tug Coker, let's bring it to Tug.
If Paul Hogan was right now here and he asked me what I needed, do you know what I'd tell him? Coffee, mate.
Like, if you're Tug Coker, all he should do is try to be in Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Like, they, because he's got the good looks and the charm and also the nice guy. Like, he could play the cool sidekick or the cool best friend or the nice brother in every single one of these movies. Yeah.
A Very Coker Christmas.
Yeah. I think that's where it's at.
Yeah. We also have seen him play the rapist, so we know he could play the bad guy in a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
He could play, like, the Bradley Cooper in Wedding Crashers.
Sure.
It's like, you know what we do in Virginia on Christmas? Christmas cookies and eggnog. That's what Christmas in Virginia is about.
The Nets played last night. I'm sorry. The Nets still? Brooklyn.
Yes, yeah. Brooklyn Nets.
I'm losing my mind.
No, it is crazy that they didn't change their name, but they didn't. They are still the Brooklyn Nets.
Now, they looked really good.
They
did. One game.
Yeah.
Warriors are obviously without Clay again.
Yep.
Where do you look the Nets to go in that?
Well, I think the Nets, the question mark with the Nets is obviously Kevin Durant's going to make every team, I wouldn't say automatically a contender, but Kevin Durant and friends is going to win 50 games, you know? And that may
literally be, the cast from Friends.
Yeah, maybe not in a shortened season. Yeah. Phoebe to Joey, swing pass to Chandler. Chandler, could I be more open? Over to Monica at the top of the key. Uses her fat kid high school body to back down a kick out to Durant for three, and it's good. Ross, pivot! the Nets, like anybody in Kevin Durant, I think maybe not in a shortened season, but in a regular year, is like a 50-win team. I think it's all about the blending of Kevin Durant and Kyrie. Obviously, we have a first-time head coach in Steve Nash. He does have a little Obi-Wan Anakin thing going with Mike D'Antoni sitting down the bench from him, so we got that going on. But essentially, still a first-time head coach.
Yeah.
I think that the Nets are going to be a quality regular season team. I think that there's going to be moments during the year where we say the Nets are contenders, and there's going to be times during the year where we say the Nets are broken. What's going on with Kyrie? They've lost three straight, blah, blah, blah. They've gotten blown out. I think they're going to have their ups and their downs. But, you know, the question with the Nets is, if they can play at the level they've played the last few years without Durant and Kyrie, add these guys, they for sure could be contenders in the East. And then it comes down to when they make the playoffs, how do they handle the Kyrie KD thing in the playoffs? Because the course of the year is going to be a lot of figuring that out, ironing that out, coming up with their game plan. But it's really going to be about who's the alpha. It's obviously KD. And, you know, this is Harden forcing his way there, blah, 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 blah. But I think I predict the Nets are a 3 seed in the East.
Well, you asked me last night, like, what percentage, after I said the Laker thing, with that many people putting money on them, you said, what percentage are you putting on the Lakers if you have money?
I didn't even ask you that. She asked you that.
Okay.
She was like, if you had money to sprinkle around.
And I went high.
She's a former croupier.
I don't even know what that is.
It's the person who runs a roulette wheel.
Okay.
It's like a roulette dealer.
I went high. I said 85 to 90 in the Lakers. This wasn't about making money. It was about basically, hey, who do
and
I think?
And the other 15%, you're saying you're scattering on?
A few different teams. Maybe five each on three different teams.
The Nets being one of those teams?
Maybe. I'm still hesitant on Milwaukee.
Rightfully so.
I'm hesitant on the Clippers.
Yep.
I'd be more willing to say the Nets, more willing to say even a Miami.
Where
Maybe
do you
a
think,
Dallas?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, where do you think a Dallas plays in? Where do you think a Nuggets getting older playing in? I mean, the Nuggets were right there last year.
They were. I want to see, I think
the Celtics, the Raptors still not enough firepower.
Yeah.
My Knicks, you put one or two on my Knicks? They're going to be bad.
You guys are always bad.
We're going to be bad. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see if there's a building of the young, let the kids play. Let the kids play. I'm really worried about Tibbs doing some hard-ass coach shit. I need to let the kids play.
It's going to be interesting at these empty stadiums because we haven't seen it yet for NBA.
Well, not all the stadiums are going to be fully empty. I don't know if you know, but the Houston Rockets are planning to have the most fans at their game. I believe 6,500 fans in an arena. I mean, what does the Rockets arena hold? 15,000?
Probably 20,000.
Yeah, so you're looking at a quarter to a third of your stadium full. They're going with the most fans. Oh, in unrelated news, John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins will be missing their opener tonight because of contact tracing. They've been involved with somebody with COVID, so they'll be missing the game. Yeah, I just, like, to me, when you talk about these fans, and listen, I think everybody wants to get back to regular life. There's no one that doesn't. I know, you know, there's plenty of podcasts and hosts and people out there who are like, no, they want you locked away, and they're going to give you the vaccine with AIDS and all that. But I think everybody wants to get back to regular life. But the idea that, like, does 6,500 fans in a 20,000 fan stadium, when you then need somebody to take tickets and sell food and all that, does that even make you money, or does that cost you more money than it makes you?
Well, I'm assuming it would make you money. They wouldn't do it if it wasn't cost effective. But I think, and I've thought this with the NFL, I know it's state by state, but I don't think it's fair. I think when it comes to these requirements, or as far as protocol, you need to have one universal rule. If one team can have fans and one team can't,
it's very weird.
I don't think that's fair.
Yeah.
The NFL can do what they want. The NBA can do what they want. This has nothing to do with the governors. So if the NFL, which says, and it shows, like everything in life, it all comes back to money. If they can make an extra few bucks, they don't care.
Right. I mean, we were watching the Lakers game last night, and it's weird watching with no fans. But at the same time, we were both commenting on the angle they got from that one camera that's sliding up. Like, that can only be there because there's no fans. It's like, I think that all of the leagues are doing a great job. I think baseball probably the worst, and not their fault, but I just think it's like the weirdest one to watch in an empty stadium. But the NFL has done a great job without fans, in my opinion. Like, when you're watching the game, and that's a testament to, like, kind of the way it's always been shot for television, you don't even notice.
Yeah.
There's no fans.
They've been great with it.
And we talked yesterday about how a lack of fans will affect the playoffs. Obviously, there's not going to be a home field advantage, only one team getting a bye. But, like, we've also been talking about how important quarterback play is. But, like, to have a great quarterback going into the playoffs and not have to worry about their line calls getting washed out by fan noise, like, it's a great equalizer.
Yeah, it is. We got to talk about our outfits.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I am wearing a shirt that I got for my birthday from my nephew, and his twin sister has this. They're 9 years old. It says, "May your Christmas be meowy and bright." And the best part is that it plays this on my sweater. How annoying can that be?
Yeah.
Imagine, like, the young kids, like the 3-year-olds in my family, love "Can I Push the Button" over and over and over again.
And I'm wearing my Miller Lite Christmas sweater and my Miller Lite snow hat that I got as a gift. And the best part about this is it plays this if you press this button down here, this light thing. The original light beer. The original light beer. The original light beer.
It's crazy. That guy sounded just like you.
I mean, they did ask to use my voice for their audio holiday sweater. But we're in the Christmas spirit, and
got in. You had a couple Miller Lights.
Yeah.
With your pizza.
Well, you know, we drove 10 and a half hours
from
New York, and it was me and my girlfriend in a minivan full of her stuff. So obviously, being that it was her stuff that was traveling, she did the majority of the driving. Just kidding. I drove all 10 and a half hours. She did not. She did not sit. She didn't even sit behind the wheel to see what it would feel like.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Right. I mean,
I can one up you though.
It was like, I can't drive during the night. I can't drive if it's snowing. She was like, I can't drive if it's winter. Like just generally winter. And I was like, that kind of rules out the whole day. So then when we got here, I was like, you know what? And I actually started thinking about 90 minutes out. I was like, should I text Andy and see if he has Miller Lite? Do I have to stop at like a Pilot or wherever you buy beer in Ohio? I have to stop at a truck stop for beer? I was like, because I need a cold, crisp Miller Lite when I arrive.
Yeah.
And I got it, and you had pizza almost just within minutes after. Detroit-style pizza and a Miller Lite. I felt very American. That's the most patriotic I've felt in years.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm going to take care of you. Look, the holidays are here. We're hanging out. Friends reunited over a nice, cold Miller Lite Pilsner. And Miller Lite's been doing a lot of great things. They're even saying goodbye to the holiday party, Joe. The work awkward holiday party is gone. They're teaming up with the visual artist Alex Preger for a full exhibit called Farewell to Work Holiday Parties. Because nothing says farewell to an old tradition like seeing it in a museum. And to celebrate all this extra Miller time, like we're doing with our real friends this season, whether it's virtual or not, get great tasting, less filling Miller Lite by going directly to MillerLite.com/dirty sports and find the delivery options near you. Tis Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories and 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
Tis the season to be pilsnery.
That's right. Look at the set we have here. Now it was
I love it.
It was a makeshift set. I did one of the 400 throw pillows that my mother has had over the years. This one's great for us because
love,
it says,
joy, peace. I like. What percent chances are there that J.R. Smith has love, joy, peace tattooed somewhere on his body? That seems like something J.R. Smith would have tattooed on his neck.
You could almost play a game, NBA player or basic white girl.
Yeah.
Because like a basic white girl would have love, joy, and peace tattooed.
Yeah. NBA player tattoo or basic white girl throw pillow.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Would there be enough?
I think there would.
What's the most basic tattoo you see now on a girl? Give me location.
The most basic tattoo?
Because like when we were growing up, it was a tramp stamp. It's moved.
Yeah.
It's the wrist.
Wrist, for sure, is the modern one. And I think
small wrist one.
I think pre-tramp stamp, it was ankle.
Yeah.
Ankle. And then it moved up to, it's just moving up. Eventually, it's going to be on the neck. Oh, the side, yeah. The
side hip?
The side buttock. Yeah, the side.
Oh, the side.
Down the flank, too.
Yeah.
My sister's got a flank tattoo. We're all very ashamed of it.
There is. You got some trash tattoos, too.
Hers is, like, massive. And I'm like, who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you? What are you about? You're a mom now.
Yeah, but the tramp stamp is by far the worst.
Yeah.
Like the side or the wrist or whatever, like nothing compares. Like I dated a girl for a minute. And she was very cute. And then she was so embarrassed. Like when we hooked up and I was like, yeah, it's all she had was one tramp stamp. And you think, oh, you got to get that removed.
Well, it was like remember the tramp stamps were hot with like the low rise jeans. It was like low-rise jeans.
But if
and
you
a
got
the
bikini,
stamp.
It looked so bad.
Yeah. You know who has a great bit about it is Nick Cobb. Because Nick Cobb has a tramp stamp.
I know.
It's so funny.
How's Nick Cobb these days?
I don't know.
Former Dirty Sports guest of about
did five, he do the show?
He did the show like 5 years ago.
Really? I don't even remember that.
Back at Sideshow.
Wow.
A Ruther never forgets.
I love Nick Cobb. Great comedian.
Yeah, he's
like,
funny dude.
Underrated comedian. If you ever see Nick Cobb come to your town. As far as I know, I haven't talked to Nick in a long time. I actually talked to him early in the pandemic because he tweeted out of nowhere in like April or something, like during the original lockdown. He's like, I don't know why, but I feel like at Fix Your Life is the person that is least bothered by the pandemic. And I was like, you are 100% right. I don't care. I'm golfing. I'm chilling. Like, it is not an issue. And he's like, I just somehow knew you'd be unbothered by this. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, as far as a guy goes, like, not really affecting my life all that much. Obviously, shut down me doing stand-up comedy. But it's like, yeah, you know, there's so many of these people who are like, stand-up, I must do stand-up comedy. I'm like, I'll do it when clubs reopen.
Yeah, it really hasn't affected us that much. Like, I went through my streak where I got angry and tried to evade the law running.
Yes. You went full Karen at one point.
I went full Karen.
You're like, you will not tell me where I can run. This is America. Stop trying to curb my freedoms.
Well, I was more annoyed that they had a farmer's market going on right next to where you couldn't run.
You went full Michael Rapaport.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. Like, dude, there's a farmer's market in this parking lot, and I can't run here. I don't enforce the rules. Well, dude, you do. You don't make the rules.
Right.
There's a difference. Okay, I looked at his Twitter the other day.
Who? Rap?
He's calling everybody out.
Yeah, he's a lunatic. There's actually no rhyme or reason anymore to what he's... Like, I don't know. I've never... I like rap. I'm a fan, for sure. I mean, I feel like I was in early on Rapaport. Remember me being like, I was like, he started podcasting. He's like four episodes in this podcast. He just curses the whole time, and I love it. And
I remember us listening to him.
Yeah. And I'm a fan. I just feel like he does what he does, and he's done this with some of his sports takes too. He just goes like, this is my take on it. And then as things like progress, he's just like, nah, I'm a ride or die with that take. But like he's still... I'm sure he tweeted some anti-LeBron shit last night while he was like losing to the Clippers. Like, ah, here he is choking again. It's like, I don't know how long you're going to keep this going. He's literally the defending finals MVP. But like, he's like anti everything, but like super pro cop, but like super pro everybody like staying at home, but also like anti, like, I just think he's a little bit all over the place, but I'm sure it's all highly entertaining.
Well, we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Like, people don't know. You talked about yourself, and I put myself in the same mindset, like, where we can just handle it. I seriously think people struggle with not being able to go out.
Yeah.
And since I was a loser and didn't go out before, I'm like, okay, cool.
Meanwhile, I was out all the time, you know, like, I'm a going out kind of guy, and it's just like, it is what it is, you know, like, I don't need to go to a bar.
Yeah.
I like to go to bars.
Sure.
But it's like, I also like to drink Miller Lite at home, and you know what? I don't even feel bad about that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, there's this sense of like drinking at home by yourself while you're watching, like, oh, is this weird? Is it lonely? Is it whatever? Now I'm like, Miller Lite's at home? I've never been happier.
Yeah. It's the kids who I feel bad for.
Sure.
No, it is. Because it's the kids who, they like being around their peers at school. That's the toughest part, is the kids.
Are your nieces and nephews in school? My niece and nephew are mostly in school.
It's mixed. A bunch of teachers got it at where I coached. That's on pause. Coaching. Basketball's on pause. So it was more of too many teachers have it. It's basically mixed. I don't know, dude.
Well, the vaccine's out. We should be good. And
everyone's an expert.
9 months.
I'm just excited to have $600 extra dollars, because that is so much money. So much money.
I'm actually, like, I have a plan to how to make even more money, which is I'm going to get my 600, which, yes, I mean, the sarcasm of that's a lot of money. But I'm also, I think I might fire this tweet off today right around the holidays, is as this, you know, is getting passed. I know there's a lot of people who are vehemently anti-socialism in America, so I'm going to offer to collect all of their $600 for them so that they can continue to be a patriot. You know, free money, I'll take it for you so that you can continue to be an American flag-waving patriot. I'll be socialist for everybody. Hand over your free government checks
to
me.
Well, to be fair, they were shut down.
Right. Oh, I know. And they had a problem with it because they don't like the government to tell them what to do. And so, therefore, when they get their government handout, they can hand it back to me, and I'll be socialist for everybody.
So I was doing the math yesterday.
So if you are one of the people that's been angry at me in the past and came at me with your American flag bio, and you tell, you know, if you're one of those people who believes the Cleveland Indians should not only be the Cleveland Indians, they should be like the Cleveland Dead Indians or something like that, and, you know, Colin Kaepernick should be in Guantanamo, send me your $600 stimulus bill. I will stimulus check. I will be socialist for all of you.
I did the math. If every member of Congress, every single member, Congress, the Senate, got paid $600 next year and gave up their six-figure salary to the American people. I mean, it's not an insane amount of money, but...
I mean, the whole thing, it's ludicrous. But, like, even this bill, have you seen the things that are in this bill, how much money are going to other countries, how much money even is going to weapons? How much? It's like, let's just all get on the same page here and go, this has nothing to do with COVID. The idea that COVID is in the title of this bill is offensive.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
It's ridiculous.
It's tough to see that stuff and say, I'll just say it. Why vote? It's Republicans. It's Democrats. It's a bill that went across. Like, you see that bill and you say, a lot's going to unrelated non-American funds or countries or programs, and then each American gets 600. It's really tough to say, how can you choose a side? Hence my idea and my tweet of us putting all our money into hiring vigilantes to round up and kidnap every member of Congress and drop them off on a remote desert island.
Well, I don't know how many of our thousands of listeners are FBI, but we're canceled, Andy. I think what you just suggested is being a traitor to the United States. Kidnapping politicians?
It's a joke.
No, I know.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Unless we have any crossover fans of Joe Rogan or Tim Dillon or any of those people, then we're definitely not joking.
What do you mean?
All those guys now are like, it's a joke. Kill the, you know, kill the governor. Just kidding. I'm moving to Texas.
Well, I think parity law should protect in a lot of circumstances.
Yeah.
You got to see this.
We just have to sing it into a song, you know? That's how you had to parody.
And I'll show you afterwards. You got to see this new thing that Matt Stone and Trey Parker from South Park are doing. Like, using Donald Trump's face, which looks just like
deep
him.
Deepfakes.
Kind of like, I don't want to give any teasers.
Spoilers?
To what we just watched last night.
But there was a deepfake on The Mandalorian.
Very similar to that. Very similar to that.
Colleen's doing no spoilers.
Well, we're not going to say you were sleeping. Well.
Yeah. And you wouldn't know anyway. You wouldn't even know who they were deepfaking. So it's fine. Baby Yoda's fine.
I'm just mad I didn't get to do sitting by the fireplace last night.
Like, you're upset you didn't get to do a Bachelorette recap?
I wasn't even an option.
Yeah. It was an option.
No.
She vetoed it. She vetoed it.
That's
I said you could
That's
sit
what
in
I'm saying. She
you
did.
Could sit in for me. She vetoed it.
She vetoed it. She did veto it. That I could
force
sit
fed
in for
you an edible, then didn't let you do a recap.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Criminal, really.
Yeah, it should be locked up with the politicians on a remote desert island. Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't know about that.
Governor.
What do you think about my basement, Prano? What do you think about the situation down here, the setup?
I like it. I like it. I had to put a wreath back here. We need to do something with this wall. You know, I think why don't you have a collection of, like, Where's your jersey collection? Where's your Ray guy? Where's it, like, why isn't this kind of full man cave down here?
Because I'm going to convert.
Why don't we have a Chris Sabo jersey on the wall?
The room you're sleeping in will be the podcast studio. I just got to get rid of everything.
This is a good room for this little box that we're in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm just saying it's like a bigger, you could mount these lights to the walls, not even have to set these up every time, just flick of a switch.
I will never leave my house then.
It's great. You're not legally allowed to, so it's good.
I got Galaga. I got
that could be an HGTV show or like a DIY network show. Like lockdown improvement, how to make your house so dope you don't want to leave, which is good because you'll be shot on sight if you do leave.
I like it.
Yeah. We'll start with like the lowest people on the vaccine totem pole. Which, by the way, I think is us.
Oh, yeah.
We're like,
oh, yeah.
We're not young enough to get it. We're not old enough to get it. We're straight white males. Our jobs couldn't be less essential. I think when I Googled it, it said you're in group 9,000.
Yeah.
Like, I think foreigners will get it from America before us. Did something just move in that wreath? Do you have something living in that wreath? It's like a rodent in there. It just kind of shook. Maybe it just started sliding down.
Yo, it's my mom again, bro. She's messing with us.
This is also a reality show. Haunted by mom.
Although we've discussed.
Mom hunters.
We think my dad might have also reincarnated into being a squirrel. Because the squirrel always hangs out by his old Honda Accord. What squirrel hangs out by a car? And like goes up in the wheel.
Walt squirrels.
That's right. I'm smoking too much weed, fam. Yeah. This is what's going on now.
I'm not saying the move back to Ohio has been bad for you, but you have convinced yourself that your father is a squirrel living in the Honda Accord in your driveway.
I'm just saying. Another movie. Let's write it. Let's do.
And that squirrel marries your mom, who's inside the TV in A Very Cincinnati Lockdown Christmas. It's only slightly weirder than a New York Christmas wedding was.
Is it on Netflix?
Where an aborted baby is a guardian angel.
That's the premise?
Like, I don't know if the baby was aborted or died.
That doesn't sound too uplifting.
And the guardian angel that is an aborted baby is also like a flaming gay Puerto Rican guy. He's like, I'm your guardian angel, but I'm also an angel because I died as a baby because they aborted me. And you're like, what is this?
I got to watch this.
It's wild.
Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
And then I was like, I need to know who wrote and directed this movie. And the writer director is in it as a bit part for like 3 minutes. And I'm like, dude, like, you wrote a movie for yourself to be in, and you wrote it about like lesbian guardian angel, like whatever. You wrote one part for a straight dude in it.
Bro,
I don't know if he's straight, but yeah, wild.
I gotta check it out.
I think the guy who wrote it and directed it must be loosely friends with Chris Noth or something, because Chris Noth is in it and an executive producer. So I was like, hey, if you give us a couple $100,000 to make this movie, I'll put you in it. You can get back in the game,
dude. Tug Coker, I'm telling you.
Can we write a Christmas movie for Tug Coker? Let's write a Christmas movie for Tug Coker. I think it could be really easy.
Oh, yeah. He's perfect, man. I'm telling you. Let's do our week 16 NFL picks, Joe.
Let's do it.
As always, our friends at Game Theory Picks sponsor this next segment of the show where you can get profitable sports betting advice at an affordable price. They offer weekly, monthly, and yearly subscriptions. If you had been a $50 per bettor since sports came back, you're up over $1,900. Game Theory is making it easier than ever to join their team, Dirtballs. While you're sitting around with your family during these holidays, go to GameTheoryPicks.com and use promo code DIRTY to get 20% off your first month of Game Theory Picks. Go ahead, do that now. Make the smart move. They'll get you covered. NFL, regular season, postseason, college football, Bulls, playoffs, college basketball, NBA is here, NHL is coming back. Game Theory Picks will take care of you, so use that promo code DIRTY and get 20% off. Okay, so we got a fun slate this week, Joe. We
Andy,
have...
before we go into this fun slate,
go for it.
I want to ask you something. First of all, how much are you enjoying being back on the couch together?
Oh my God.
Isn't it, I mean...
The boys are back in town.
The Zooms are fun. They're fine. They do the trick.
Boys are back in town.
I've just been thinking about how much I've been enjoying this, and I think we should do something. Even if lockdown continues, I think we should do at least quarterly... We used to call them dirt ball meetups. I think it should be dirty sports host meetups. It should just be like, dude, I'll meet you in Phoenix. We'll get a hotel for a couple days. We'll record, you know, we get a hotel... On Monday, we'll record a Monday podcast, stay till Thursday, do some hiking,
yeah,
do some golfing, do whatever. We'll go somewhere else. Once a quarter, we should meet up somewhere and just record a couple live podcasts.
Yeah, so that's once every 4 months.
Yeah, once every 3-4 months.
3-4 months.
Yeah. I think spring training, it doesn't seem like spring training this year with fans is going to be a reasonable thing, but like in the future, if you're here... You know, spring 2022.
Yeah. God, I'd love to do spring training. I'd love to do Vegas again. It's just all these things, man. I don't think they're happening.
I know. It's tough. But we can go places that have outdoor things.
They need to remake the Jamie Foxx song, Blame It on the Alcohol, but somehow with COVID. it's not as easy to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to sound as good. What other word besides COVID could you use? Corona.
I mean, if it was like a Trump thing, it could be like blaming on the China. Blaming on the Wuhan.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's ruining everything. We do have some good games, though, starting Christmas Day. So we're going to have one Christmas Day, three.
We have Christmas. So Christmas is Friday, correct?
Yeah, two days from now.
So Friday we have a Christmas Day game. It's. I'm surprised that
I'm not
that the NFL is doing Christmas because NBA is Christmas Day. But I guess once you get that close to the weekend, it's like we're gonna do it. Fuck you, because the NFL knows they're the king and they'll just rub their shit on people. They'll piss on everybody's.
Oh yeah, they're gonna
fire hydrants.
They're gonna take all the views. 4:30 Eastern game, a rematch of last year's playoffs, same location in New Orleans. The Saints are 7-point favorites against the Vikings. Can Kirk Cousins do it again?
I say no. They looked pretty bad last week against the Bears. There's the very viral clip going around of Jefferson screaming at Kirk Cousins.
Dropping F-bombs.
Because he knows he doesn't want to, you know. He's made a strong... I'm sure that you're not backing down on it because Herbert's been so good, but you've got a lot of the Vikings fans in the dirty sports realm chirping at you about Jefferson's rookie of the year potential. I agree with you. I think Herbert... He's obviously jumped Burrow in votes at this point with Burrow going out, but Herbert's just been so good. There's just absolutely no chance that he doesn't win at this point. But he's got to be sad at a potential future with Kirk Cousins. And I just think the Saints didn't look fantastic last week. Obviously, you can play very well and still lose to the Chiefs. They didn't look amazing. Breeze looked very rusty. But I think they sorted out playing at home, indoors, against a non-playoff team. I think they win and cover.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm gonna say they win and cover. You know what? Actually, I'll take that back. I say they win, they don't cover.
Okay.
7's a lot for me. So I'll go with the Vikes. The Bucks travel to Detroit. Do they get some insane spreads? I just don't get it.
I know.
Tampa is...
Now, Tampa, last week, they did not cover.
No.
Correct? Because the Falcons were up the whole game. They did come back and win, but they didn't cover.
Correct. They're 9.5 faves against the Lions. It's a big, big spread.
You know, the Lions were in that game last week, and then it got away from them, and they didn't cover the ludicrously high spread that it was. So I am tempted to say the Lions again, but then do they let me down again? Listen, the Lions might be – I might be adding the Lions to my Falcons. Like, well, I don't know why I do this list, but in Stafford, I trust. I'm going to say that it's a high-scoring game, and I'm going Matty backdoor. Backdoor Lions cover.
I want to put all my cards in the Lions as well, but man.
But we both think the Bucs win this game, for sure.
Yeah. I'll be the opposite. I'll go Bucs again. Hell. Who cares? All right, Niners cards in Arizona. Cards are 5-point favorites. I think the Niners are just falling off.
I agree with you.
I'm going to go cards.
I am as well.
That is going to be on Amazon Prime exclusive.
Like, listen. At this point, who doesn't have Amazon Prime?
I agree.
Do you not have Amazon Prime? You do.
Of course. I've had it.
I didn't have it for so long because I was like, oh, what? But like.
But you get everything mailed, so you need Amazon Prime.
And again, I mean, if you want to have a conspiracy theory, the only one that I will pay mine to is that Jeff Bezos is responsible for all of this. Just wants us all at home buying everything on Prime. That's the only, like, I mean, to pull Bill Gates into this, guys, like, you're barking up the wrong tree. What is Bill Gates delivering to your house? By the way, Bill Gates is already tracking you, so he doesn't need you to get the vaccine to track you. Follow the money. You have to be at home and order everything to your home, and what has everything? Amazon? Like, you want to point fingers. Amazon's made billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars since the pandemic started.
And you know what else they did, too? They were smart. I was looking because my Prime membership is coming up in 3 days for renewal. I don't know about if this is just me or other people. I'm paying $20 less to renew this year than the previous 2 years. No places offer a reduced rate. So Amazon knows, hey, we'll throw you a bone. $20 cheaper. Prices only go up is what I'm saying.
Yeah. And Jeff Bezos ain't giving money to anybody, you know? You think the Bill Gateses and the Warren Buffetts of the world are trying to throw you off their scent by always being really charitable guys their whole life? Meanwhile, Jeff Bezos just sitting on a pile of money, not doing anything. Now, oh, you need entertainment? How about Amazon Prime? You need football? How about Amazon Prime? You're out of toilet paper? How about Amazon Prime? You want to have a conspiracy theory? Jeff Bezos, I mean, shipped COVID with Amazon Prime. Like, He rubbed it all over all of our boxes and shipped it to us in February, and that's how it happened.
Dude, here's something crazy. I looked, speaking of Amazon Prime, I was debating this with my brothers. I'm now more of a Prime watcher than Netflix.
I like a lot of the Amazon content.
So I looked, and I know I don't watch that much TV. I just don't. Since I got home, this is crazy. I looked at my recent streaming activity. I came back to Cincinnati October 13th. I have watched Netflix in this house twice. Twice since October 13th. I've watched Amazon Prime and Hulu way more than that.
Well, you got, first of all, get on Netflix for that New York Christmas wedding. But yeah, I like a lot of stuff on I love The Boys. Boys is super fun.
But like movie content,
yeah.
Amazon knows. Amazon has like the corny 80s Andy Ruther stupid R-rated raunchy
the
screwballs,
the orgy. What was it? The
screwballs.
Great American Orgy.
Yeah, the Great American. Remember when we watched Screwballs?
Yeah. And also, if somebody wants a deep fucking, like, hidden gem on Amazon, Red Oaks. Really good show. Only a couple seasons. Really funny.
I can buy into this Jeff Bezos shipping COVID everywhere.
Yeah.
Do you know because of the pandemic, he's going to be the first...
trillionaire?
Trillionaire.
You know how much money that is? It's so much. It's so much money.
That's some like, why has nobody built a Scrooge McDuck money bin? You got that much money, you gotta build a money bin, bro. Do something.
There's all these like million versus billion things. It would be like, it was like, to count to a million would take you a month and a half or something like that, or a week and a half, and to count to a billion would take you like 70 years.
Cash?
Just count. Just counting. Just counting aloud.
Like how much, I'm thinking if it was cash, how much, no, it's not as much as you think. How much is a billion in cash in this basement?
Oh, no. That's not how that works. Couldn't be here. It'd be bigger than this basement. $1 billion?
In hundreds?
Yeah. No way.
Dude, if it was stacked from the floor up to the ceiling.
A billion?
The basement would be flooded.
A billion is 1,000 million. Well, I mean, like, I bet you could Google $1 million cash. I bet you could Google $1 million cash. I bet you there's been a $1 million cash. Images.
Yeah, that's not that big, dude.
Yeah, I know. That's not that big. It's 1,000 of them. 1,000.
Okay. The basement's flooded. Okay, I get it. I see. Basement's flooded.
What do you want to see the cash?
All right. So we're both going with the cards in this game?
Yes.
All right, prime time, Las Vegas. This game is huge for the playoffs. More for the Dolphins because they can't afford to lose. The Raiders are probably out at this point.
Yes.
Sad ending for your Raiders.
I know. But it's all right. I believe in Raider Nation. We're going to come back strong next year. I believe fans, when the black hole, the Death Star reopens in Vegas, I'll be there in my Moff Gideon costume.
Is it Moth or Moth?
I don't know. Who cares? Los Pollos Hermanos.
It's Moth.
That's what I said.
M-O-F-F. Moff Gideon.
Is it Moff or Moth? Well, not going to work here anymore, that's for sure.
All right, well, who we got for favorites? We got Miami's a 3-point favorite on the road.
They got to win. This is tough.
This is really
I'm going to take the Raiders.
I want to take the Raiders,
I think,
too.
I think this would be a good money line bet this week. I could see the Raiders upsetting the Dolphins.
The Raiders play spoiler.
Yeah. The Raiders.
Gruden and his two doors removed neighbor.
Yeah.
Derek Carr celebrate afterwards.
I like it. Is this a dirty sports money line pick of the week?
I like it. Yeah, let's do it. The Falcons travel to Arrowhead, where the Chiefs are 10.5-point favorites.
I couldn't be happier to pick on the Chiefs. I know the Chiefs have not closed out games, but I think this is a game they close out because it's a Falcons team on the road, out of the dome. Chiefs have to show they can do it. Falcons defense gets carved at the end of last week.
They get carved every week.
I know, but like at least they played well to start, but like there's just no way. Like if you can't stop the Bucs from coming back, you're not going to be able to slow down the Chiefs. I like the Chiefs to win and cover.
Yeah, I do too. All right, the Browns. All right, 10-4. Because of the Bengals upset, I could be wrong on this. I think they have potential to win that division because they play the Steelers the last week.
Yeah. So the Steelers, well, first of all, are the Steelers no longer the 2 seed? Is it the Bills? Are the Bills the 2 seed now?
I think so.
So the Steelers go from undefeated to bordering on a wild card game.
Yeah.
In a matter of 3 weeks.
It's pretty crazy, dude.
Yeah, Buffalo, too. So, Browns, Jets, what's the spread on that game? I mean, the Jets had their Super Bowl. There's no way. Like, the thing about the Jets is the Jets...
9.5
Need to... That 9.5 big.
In New York.
I'll take the Jets.
No.
But no way they win that game.
I'm gonna take
obviously.
I'm going to take the Browns.
Okay. You like it.
I'm all in on the Brownies right
what
now.
What am I doing? Just enjoy... Like, there's no way there's 2 weeks in a row they go covering. Just enjoy the stacks of money you get long-term betting against the Jets. I'm with you, Andy. You talked me into it. Browns all day. Browns to cover. I think the Jets are now like... What's their record?
1-13
1-13 So that's 14 games. I believe they are 5-9 against the spread. Better than you'd think.
You want to hear something?
I say 5-10 after this week. I'm with you. Just enjoy the stacks of money you get betting against the Jets.
The Jets and the Jags have the same number of wins against winning teams as the Packers.
The Packers have beaten one team with a winning record?
The Packers have only beaten one team with a winning record.
And that would be the Bucs? Who did they beat? Or did they lose to the Bucs? That was early.
They lost to the Bucs.
Lost to the Bucs. Well, I mean, look. The Packers can only play who they can play.
I agree. Look, I'm not I'm not saying anything. I don't think Seattle's beaten maybe more than one.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, look, this is
But I mean, let's go through their thing.
The Saints.
The Vikings,
the
Lions,
Saints.
Right. The Vikings, Lions, and Bears are the other three so they have 6 wins at this point against their division, right? They sweep their division, a division of dumpster fire franchises. Here we go. 6 wins. I don't know what triggered your TV again, but so they've only beaten the Saints, pretty good team, but they have 2 losses. So they lost to the Bucs and they lost to the Colts,
which I think I could be wrong in this. I'm gonna look real quick. I think Seattle's the same way. That's why. Like, it's an interesting stat because you're like, who's beating teams with winning records?
Well, first of all, the NFC, nobody in the NFC East has a winning record. Nobody but the Packers in the NFC North have a winning record. That's half of the entire conference.
Look, Seattle's the same way. They have one win. The one win against the Cardinals. That's the only team they've beat with a winning record so far.
I mean, again, you look at it. So you have the entire NFC East. All of the NFC North except the Packers. The NFC South is got the Saints and the Bucs above 500. The Panthers and the Falcons below. You know.
Yeah.
And those West teams beat up on each other, and the Packers beat everybody. And the Saints beat everybody. It's the NFC East and the rest of the NFC North that's just killing people.
Okay. Steelers, who looked so bad against the Bengals in a third-string quarterback. They got dominated somehow. Do they lose a fourth in a row?
I believe they do.
They're 1.5-point favorites at home against the Colts.
I'm going to take the Colts to win the game. Now, listen.
Are they the worst 11-0 team in NFL history?
Yes. They have to be. Who's worse? How could it be? How could they be worse? I had to, like, you know, I had to get off the paper Tigers overrated Steelers when they were 11-0. Like, what you got to do, you can only play the games you play, right? You can only win the games you play. But at this point, they're in free fall.
Yeah.
If they lose this week, and the Browns win, they could, like, the Browns leapfrog them this week, correct?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what that word is. Weak? Is it weak? Something is triggering your TV again.
My TV is being very triggered by the NFL picks.
Yeah. Oh.
She's out of her mind.
Yeah.
Mom, relax. Jeez. Oh, now you're trying to search stuff. This is really this is really unbelievable. I'm going to go with the Colts as well.
Okay.
Because I just think, I don't know. I agree with everything you're saying. Now, how do I get this off my screen?
Give me your TV remote. Maybe just hit back. Yeah, that did it. Again. Keep hitting back until they're gone. I mean, okay, let me ask you something about the Steelers, Andy. Who's at fault here? Their defense is pretty good.
They have no running game. None.
Do you blame the TikToking wide receivers? Big Ben? Is Tomlin overrated, like I've said for the longest time?
It's a combination.
Of all those things?
Big Ben, some of those missed throws against Cincinnati.
When he looks bad, he looks bad. And he looks bad more often than not. I'll just say it.
He's washed?
No. Yes, he's washed. But he's got a little bit of a Jared Goff thing going on. I mean, he will throw the ball into coverage.
Never go full Goff.
And sometimes it is completed because he has talented wide receivers, and he always has. And he's always been that guy. He'll throw a 50-50 ball, which is you have to do. But it's a little bit now, if it's wide open, he looks great. And if it's not, it looks pretty bad. Like, the Bengals made him look horrible. I mean, I don't trust Big Ben in the playoffs this point. Against anybody.
No.
Who's a sure win for the Steelers? Not a single team making the AFC playoffs.
We could be witnessing the biggest collapse from an 11-0 team in NFL history.
You got to put a little bit of that on Tomlin, right?
Yeah. Like I said, I think it's the receivers. It's Big Ben. It's Tomlin.
I mean, these receivers go out and do TikTok dances on the opposing team's logo every week. Guys, you haven't won a game in almost a month.
And Juju gets lit up every time he does that.
Yeah. Maybe just stop.
Don't.
Yeah.
I mean, he got lit up on that play against the Bengals. Did you see the remake somebody made?
Kind of weird that Juju Smith Schuster has not won a game since Hanukkah started.
Canceled. Canceled. Canceled.
Dad canceled, jokes. Canceled.
Canceled. Bears Jags.
A very canceled Christmas. Starring Tug Coker.
That's a good one.
Tug Coker's a big time radio DJ who gets canceled for some off-color jokes and has to move back to his hometown where he falls in love with his high school fling, who's the farmer's daughter.
Yeah, I think he just wrote the script right there, man. There's the synopsis right there.
Tug Coker is the governor of a state that's been locked down because of COVID. All his constituents vote for his opponent, and he has to move back to his hometown, tail between his legs, where all the small businesses have closed for his socialist approach to the lockdown. And he marries a farmer's daughter.
A very canceled Christmas.
A very lockdown Christmas.
Coming to Netflix December 27th.
La 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 lockdown. Ho ho homecoming starring Tug Coker.
Doing the fa la 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 fun. Yeah. That was pretty bad. I mean, Tug, I know you're not going to hear this, but like, throw your boys some money or something, man.
Writing a lot of Christmas movies for Tug Coker out here.
I like it. All right, Bears, Jags. Bears are
Tug Coker doesn't have enough money to buy all the kids at his elementary school Christmas presents. So he brings a ringer to a golf game. Shots fired, starring Tug Coker.
I think he just canceled you about the canceled Christmas.
Canceled, canceled, canceled.
It's too much canceling going on. All right, Bears, Jags. 7.5-point Chicago favorites. It's in Jacksonville. I am going to go Jags.
I'm going to go Jags, too. Oh, you know what? Actually, I'll go Bears. I'll go Bears. The Bears seem to put it together. I like – here's why I like the Bears. I like the Bears to look good, feel good going into next season, even though they don't make the playoffs. Stick with Nagy. Stick with Trubisky. Start the whole thing over. No, I agree with you. It's terrible.
Ugh.
But they'll be like, "This, it's year five where he starts to figure it out."
Dude, I can't. I just can't. The Bears coaching and quarterback situation is the very definition of
settling. But like, they've looked good since he returned.
Yeah, big deal. It's settling.
Yeah.
It's just accepting mediocrity. That's getting the minivan and just settling. You put all the chips in. You got the minivan. You got the kids. You're just settling. Oh, you're driving a minivan right now.
Yes.
Could you actually see yourself ever in your future driving a minivan?
Let me say this.
Oh, boy.
Let me say this. First of all, minivan drives okay. It's definitely a minivan. But when we got the minivan, the seats went fully down into the floor.
Okay.
Where it turns into a straight up van. We were talking to Colleen's brother yesterday, who he said he got a minivan. Hold on. Listen. He put the seats into the floor. He covered the entire back with a rug, and he has yet to put the seats back up. So he just basically has a party van, which I'm like, yeah, I can see that. Throw my golf clubs in the back. Tour America is sleeping in the back of a minivan. Yeah, I'm in. In fact, I think I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I could go with this Chrysler, whatever it is. By American, by the way.
I'm talking about toting the kids around.
No, just get a
SUV.
Know. Yeah, or just get so many of the station wagons are Boss. My brother has a Boss, like Volkswagen station wagon. The Subaru Outback.
No.
What?
Subaru is like, I'm done with my life, and I'm just driving kids to soccer practice.
I mean, I think if you
can't.
Hold on. You have not spent enough time in Colorado. The Subaru Outback is the official vehicle of Colorado. It's like bikes on the back, mountain gear on the back, skis on the top. It's like it's the ultimate like lesbians doing outdoor activity car.
I know it is. I don't know. It's just tough for me, man.
It's like get some Patagonia, get a Thule box on the top. Let's go camping. And they're kind of Boss.
I could do Subaru over a minivan. A minivan means you've turned in your keys on
my life. Parents never did a minivan. My mom had a Boss Mercedes station wagon. I was like, this thing is dope.
Yeah.
Like remember the old Volvo station wagons?
Oh, yeah.
Too? Dope.
We had minivans.
I want a Ford Flex. I've got my eye on a Ford Flex.
You want a Flex with a Ford Flex?
Yeah. I want a Flex with a Ford Flex. I want a Woody wagoned out Ford Flex. I want the wood siding.
The wood siding.
Yeah.
We had the old station wagon, the old Buick, where the seats in the back faced.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Where you face back.
Yeah.
Oh, they face each other.
No. Where the seats in the back would be facing the cars.
Yes. That's what my mom's Mercedes station wagon had. And we would be like, oh, Mikey, go back there. And then
you get eight people in the car.
Yeah. And then my mom was like, all right, Mikey's not allowed to ride in the back end because like cars coming, pulling up next. I was like, what the fuck? It's like Mikey's done the ham sandwich where he's pressed his like dick and balls to the window or whatever. Like, we're like, what is that? He's like, it's the pressed ham. We're like, okay.
Oh my God.
Or Mikey like is back there with handwriting notes that say like your tire, and then people are like pulling off thinking their tire's off.
Savage.
So then Mikey couldn't sit in the back anymore because he couldn't be trusted to not cause mayhem facing traffic.
Oh yeah, like you're just inviting a kid to be a total derelict when you have a child facing the traffic.
Yeah.
I remember doing family vacations. I barfed my little brother on that one once, the very back.
The way, way back.
Way, way back, bro.
Yeah. There's a movie called The Way, Way Back.
You know it all. You're like a walking.
That's actually a really good movie.
You're like a walking real life version of IMDb.
I love it. I love watching movies. I just love it.
Yeah. I can tell. You probably bang out like 30 movies a month.
I mean, I've slowed down a lot, but like early COVID, it was like 70.
Wow.
It's like two movies a day. I had the Criterion like collection subscription, like Tesk subscription for a while. Just banging out classics.
Unreal. All right, so we're both going Jags?
Yes.
All right.
No, I'm going Bears.
All right, I'm going to go Jags. Giants-Ravens in Baltimore. Ravens have looked good the last 2 weeks. They're 11-point favorites.
Giants just can't score. Giants can't move the ball. I don't know if Daniel Jones is playing or not, but if he is, he'll be hobbled. I don't like this. I need Washington to lose to the Panthers because I think the Giants lose to the Ravens. And that's the only thing that gives us a chance. So I'm going to try to reverse jinx my Giants. I say the Ravens win and cover. I'm desperately hoping to be wrong. And then we really need the Panthers. If the Giants, they move Panthers Washington to 4 o'clock because if the Giants lose to the Ravens, the Washington football team
wins the division.
Clinches with a win over the Panthers.
Yeah, I'm going to go Ravens. Bengals Texans in Houston. Houston's 8-point favorites. I'm going to go Houston.
You don't think your Bengals feel inspired by the win? Keep it close?
It was still one of the worst offensive games I've ever seen. That was their Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go with the Texans. That was their Super Bowl. They should put up a banner.
They really should.
Beat the 11-2 Steelers in week.
They hadn't beat the Steelers in like 6 years.
Yeah.
They play them twice a year. Something ridiculous like that. All right, Broncos, Chargers. L.A. is a 3-point favorite.
At home.
At home. Justin Herbert is going to cross 4,000 passing yards for the season.
I took the Chargers. We both took Vegas to cover last week, which they did. And or was it a push? I think it might have been a push. But we both also like the Chargers to win. I think the Chargers win and cover.
I'm going to go with the Chargers, even though they have epic.
All right, I'm
going to
fade Ruther. I'm going to go with the Broncos.
Yeah, I saw something the other day.
I'm
going to
fade Ruther. Broncos. Mata, put me down for the Broncos. Broncos cover.
Here's a wild one.
But I think the Chargers win.
Did I bring this up last episode? Heading into last week's games, so I don't know what it is now, but heading into last week's games, 40 times this season, a team has blown a double-digit lead.
That's crazy.
So they're basically saying no lead's safe, no defense is playing well for the most part. 40 times across the NFL, a double-digit lead has been blown.
Blown and lost.
Blown and lost.
Yeah. That's nuts.
Panthers, Washington, you already alluded to it. It's in Washington. They're 2.5-point favorites. I don't know who's playing quarterback.
Dwayne Haskins, I believe.
Washington has a really good D.
They do. I'm doing this. I am saying I reverse jinx the Giants. The Giants lose. The Ravens cover. I go with the Panthers to win the game. I need it. It sets me up for a week 17. The Panthers win the game against Washington in Washington.
I like the Panthers if Haskins is playing quarterback. He throws some bad picks.
Did you see this? I guess like one of the other guys who's a quarterback on the team, you know, who do they have? They had Allen go down. Kyle Allen went down and
Alex Smith
goes down. Haskins is a quarterback. There's another guy who's on the roster and he liked a tweet saying Dwayne Haskins is trash. That's fun. That's got to be fun in your locker room. I like the Twitter beef drama. I go with the Panthers to win the game.
All right.
Tug Cooker is a backup quarterback with social media beef against another guy on his depth chart. His social media beef gets him cut for the team. Right before week 17, he has to return to his hometown, tail between his legs. And coach the high school football team to a state championship while dating the farmer's daughter.
Yeah, man.
In ho ho homecoming victory.
I mean, we have a collection.
Yeah.
There's a collection at this point of Tal Coker
movies. It's a very Coker Christmas box set.
All right, Eagles Cowboys in the Big D. Philly's a 2.5-point favorite. Wow, Jalen Hurts getting some love in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, the Eagles put it together toward the end of last week. I think that the Cowboys have been McCarthy'd. I think they're done for. I'm going to take the Eagles to win and cover.
All right, I'm going to go Eagles as well. Rams, man. This
the game of the week. Your game of the week.
The Rams travel to Seattle. This line continues to go down. No.
Andy Ruther returns to his hometown, starts dating a girl who's a Seahawks fan, has to decide his fandom between his current Rams fandom and his Seahawks fandom in crosstown rivalry.
A very confused Christmas.
This is your two teams battling for the division. Like, honestly, who are you rooting for in this game? When you watch this game, are you rooting for the Rams to win?
I mean, look.
Because it seems like at this point you're actively rooting against Jared Goff.
I was just about to say that.
You're actively rooting for Russell Wilson, your boy, Mr. Extremely Limited for a month and a half. But you're a Rams fan. You're not technically a Seahawks fan, although I think we all know that you are. You love Pete Carroll. You own two Seahawks jerseys.
I own one.
What happened to your
Richard Sherman?
Yeah.
I sent it to CT.
Okay. You guys did a jersey swap end of a soccer game.
Well, he just, you know, he was still playing for Seattle and he wanted it.
Right.
So I sent it to him.
Okay.
Look, Goff is atrocious. I do enjoy watching his turnovers. And I enjoy watching Russ play well. I also, though, the Rams are like, I've been to more Rams games than any other team in the last 4 or 5 years. I just want to see a good game. I don't want to see
You bought your Chargers sweatshirt. Let me tell you what I think is happening subconsciously. I think you're embracing your Chargers season ticket holder. You are transitioning into a Chargers fan.
You can't say that without thinking about me turning into a woman.
I know. You're transitioning into a Chargers fan. This is your way of slowly pulling away from the Rams so that you have an LA team in a different conference and then you can be fully a Seahawks fan in the NFC.
Ooh.
I think that's what's happening subconsciously. You bought the Chargers sweatshirt. Herbert's playing great.
Goff's
playing bad. Let me ask you a question. Are the Rams your NFC favorite if Herbert's their quarterback?
Yes.
I mean, that's where we're at.
Hold on. Not favorite. Not for the whole NFC.
No. You don't like them. You just drop Herbert on their team, but like he's up to speed.
Shit, man. I think they're good.
They're pretty good.
They're really good.
Yeah, I agree.
I put them right there with the other two, Packers and Saints. I think the Rams are that talented. That's what they need.
But now I was looking at maybe Darnold coming in and a return to California next year, but now it seems like maybe the Jets are so lost that they're going with a Adam Gase, Sam Darnold return. Like if the Jets bring back Adam Gase, they hate their fans, right?
Yeah. I think this is going to be a low-scoring, boring game. I think Goff's inept. Seattle's defense is playing better. Rams D always gives Ross fits.
What's the spread on this game?
Only a 1-point Seattle favorite.
I'm going to go with the Rams to win the game.
I am too. I think the Rams win. And I think Goff will.
We got a Rams fan over here. She's dancing.
I think he is. Actually, I'll say this much. It's going to come down to the quarterbacks and turnovers. Whoever has two or more turnovers loses. either Russ or Goff.
Okay.
But I'm going to put my money on the Rams right now.
Me too.
All right, Sunday night.
This is a fun game, huh?
Yes.
This is really going to show us. You know, I said this about the Packers before. Their show me game was the Colts game, which they lost. This is their, have they, like, I think at this point, the AFC South, this Titans-Colts matchup, this Titans-Colts-AFC South, who is going to win the AFC South? Who's the better team in the AFC South? I don't know, but this is like the it's almost like the Packers get a chance to make up for that Colts loss.
And they're at home.
I don't have my glasses on. You have to tell me the spreads and everything like that.
It's 3.5 Packer favorite.
Ooh, maybe a little high. Prefer 3. You know, what is home field? They're saying the Packers are a half point favorite on neutral field or a 1 point favorite. I like the Titans to cover. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it could go either way. I think the Packers, I don't know what we triggered this TV. TV, stop.
Three and a half. I'm going to say Titans.
I'm going to say Titans as well. It's going to be a fun Sunday night game.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's the best game of the week. Because Monday night, Bills, Pats in Foxborough. Patriots are 7-point favorites.
The Buffalo 7-point favorites.
Sorry, yeah.
I think that I'm gonna go with the Patriots in that game too to keep it close, but I do think that the Bills win that game. And I think that I think the Bills will be more hyped for this game than they've been hyped for a game in a long time because they have the 2 seed, they can keep the 2 seed, they won the division. Now it's all about fuck the Patriots. But I think that Bill Belichick wants to play spoiler to the team that has taken his long-held AFC East title. I think the Bills win the game, but I think it's close. I think it's a grinded-out game.
Yeah. I'm going to go Bills win, but do not cover.
Got a lot of the same picks this week, and I like it. It means we're probably doing something right, unless we go 4 for the weekend, and then people will be like, why do we even listen to the show?
Yeah, well, you know what? What the hell do we know? These are just picks. I'm just saying, like, yeah. This is not easy.
Yeah.
There's a reason Vegas exists.
Yep.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Have you been lately? Not sure. Does Vegas still exist? Allegedly. What about this?
Getting that minivan, head to Vegas.
Tug Coker's family's down to its last legs. He throws them all in a minivan and drives to Vegas with one last parlay. Can Tug's family survive a Christmas parlay?
His family and his wife's family in 2-team parlay. It's a 2-family parlay.
He's got to listen to this episode.
Yeah.
I'm going to send him a text. All right, those are the Week 16 picks. We're not going to listen to calls today, but leave a call on the hotline, 310-359-8365. We did it, Joe. The boys are back in town.
Boys are back in town.
By the way, I haven't made any decisions on this, but you talked about the Chargers thing and about, you know, us doing the show together quarterly, which I'm all for. I think I'm leaning towards keeping my Chargers season tickets.
Yeah, I think you should.
That way I can fly out for a couple games.
I mean, I got to say.
And sell the tickets to games I don't go
yeah,
to.
Yeah, and I got
to
say, I mean, think about this. Your investment in that and the way Herbert has played, like there's going to be excitement around this team. They're going to be good soon. Like to be in on the ground floor.
Yeah.
I think it's good. I think it's a good investment. If you need somebody to split the cost, I would potentially at this point think about now that you're in early. Saying, okay, let's talk about this. Not that I want to be a Chargers fan, but I think it's a good investment situation.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, so I think you should keep it.
It's an investment, and there will for sure be back-to-back home games next year.
Yeah.
I could fly out for 2 home games.
Yeah.
The question is, will fans be allowed at that point?
Right. I think they will. I think opening week next year, no doubt about it.
You'd hope. All right, guys. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Dirty Sports. Drop an iTunes review. And when you do that, leave that Instagram or Twitter handle so I can reach out to you to get that address for some koozies. Follow me at Andy Ruther, all social media.
I'm on Cameo still. Somebody just asked for a Christmas cameo. They wanted me to roast their friends. And if you're listening to this episode, I will be doing that today. I'm going to do my Christmas cameo roasting of your friends. I'm still on Cameo. So if you want some Christmas wishes, find me there. At Joe Prano on Instagram. At Joe Prano on TikTok. At Fix Your Life on Twitter. And as my sweater and my hat say, enjoy some Miller Lite around your Christmas tree this holiday season. And send me some pictures of you doing that. I love seeing people celebrating with Miller Lite, celebrating their holidays. Joe Prano in A Very Pilsner Christmas.
Guest starring Tug Coker.
Yeah. He returns to Milwaukee to find evil Tug Coker is now married to his high school sweetheart. Prano has to start working at the brewery of the greatest Pilsner in the world and break up Tug Coker's marriage in A Very Pilsner Christmas.
Amazing. All right, guys. Seriously, enjoy Christmas. Spend the time with your family. And we'll be back again next week, sadly apart. But we're making it work. And thank you for all the support during this holiday season. Be smart out there. Be safe. And as always, stay dirty.